Good morning. Braden Malsbury joins me in the studio. How's it going today, Braden?
It's going well, and I understand you're pretty tired today. You had a big hockey game last night.
Yeah, the boys had a big game last night. We came up short, 6-4. They got a late one, so I like to say it was technically 5-4, but it was a close one. I did not have a good game. I think I had one assist. It was a poor performance by myself, and I'll shoulder some of the blame for that loss.
Well, good to hear. But don't you have a former American Hockey League player on your team?
He wasn't there.
Okay. Well, I was gonna.
we were fairly short staffed. I think we had seven skaters and a goalie, so we had two substitutions. So it was there were some long shifts out there. I think my first shift was 6 minutes long.
Yeah, not a chance I could play that long, but. Some big news, Tyler, from the LaRonge Ice Wolves. They've acquired 20-year-old defenseman Jake Hobson from Kindersley. He was traded earlier this week to Kindersley from Melfort. And now the Ice Wolves, they play Melfort on Friday and Saturday.
They like to do that, hey? Trade a guy right before they're about to play his former team. It seems like most of their trades, that's how it's gone down.
Yeah, earlier this month, start of the month, they acquired, or I guess it was the end of October, they acquired Booker Chuck Elias and James Philpott from Melville, and then they played them right after, like 2 days after the trade, and now Jake Hobson will play his old team, and he had 15 points in 15 games with Melfort this year as a defenseman. So, you know, should be an intriguing matchup Friday in Melfort, plus Saturday they will conclude the home and home in LaRonge.
Yeah, and I was reading your article online. They're possibly going to add him to the power play. Hopefully that gives it a little bit of a boost. I don't know how it's been as of late, but during that three-game homestand, it was not looking good until finally we cracked the code in that 8-4 win over Humboldt. So hopefully we can spice up the power play a little bit.
Yeah, I guarantee you he's going to play on the power play. I'm going to go out on a limb there. Probably one of the best defensemen in the league. Played in the Western Hockey League with Portland and Swift Current, so should be interesting to see what else happens around the league, because they have to cut down the rosters. The teams do on December the 1st, so I'm sure there'll be more trades around the league to check out, but we'll talk about the big trade coming up in sports here. Tyler will recap the action last night in the SJHL and the WHL. We'll have more on the Bill Peters situation in Calgary, plus some CFL news. So those stories and more coming up in just a bit.
All right, thanks, Braden.
No problem.